Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. Try to forget the negative headlines about troubled actor Ezra Miller. As the DC Comics' troubled superhero, The Flash, he's terrific. This lightning-fast member of the Justice League opens a Pandora's box when he uses his speed to time travel, linking dangerous pathways between multiple universes. The action is swift, the dialogue is funny, and there's a multiverse of surprise cameos. Ironically, it's a half hour too long. Even so, The Flash is a suitably electric comic book flick. Second-tier Pixar movies are still far better than most other animated flicks. Elemental is true to form. It's a racial allegory set in Element City where fire, water, air, and land live together. Can romance exist when fire and water can't mix? Hey folks, it's Pixar, and definitely worth a watch. The satire The Blackening puts an irreverent spin on racial and horror movie cliches. A group of friends meet for a Juneteenth weekend getaway at a cabin in the woods, and a crazed killer forces them to play a deadly survival game. It's goofy and spoofy, and much funnier if you watch it with a crowd. No, Extraction 2 aren't the words you most dread hearing from your dentist. It's the title to the sequel to the hit Netflix action flick from 2020 starring Chris Hemsworth. In spite of what you may have assumed from watching the first film, Hemsworth was not killed. His Black Ops mercenary survived and has now been recruited to save his ex-wife's sister from a Georgia penal colony, where she and her kids are being held by gangsters. As in the first outing, common sense gives way to astounding stunt work and balletic action sequences expertly staged by director Sam Hargrave. While the events are absurd, if giddy action is your thing, Extraction 2 more than pulls its weight. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!